Dutch guy who's living in Brazil, but that's not totally true, because my mother is Brazilian, and my father is Dutch, and I was born in Rio de Janeiro. I'm a Carioca, but no, never mind, don't think of that of me, but I was from Rio de Janeiro. When I was 4 years old, I went to the Netherlands and grew up in the Netherlands for 25 years. So that's why I'm more Dutch than Brazilian, mate. And then when I was 29 years, I went to Brazil, and I'm there 7 years. I'm married with my wife, Tita. She's a medical doctor. She's much more intelligent than I am. And she's way more prettier than I am. So that's why I didn't bring her along. I keep her safe far away from you guys. No, just kidding. We have three sons, 8, 9, and 12 years old. And let's talk about relationship. And I want to first start with how to find the right one for your life. Most people are really romantic. If you take most music of the world, all the secular music in the world, all the topics goes about love. If you take all the movies, even if it's an action movie, the hero needs to fight for a true love. All right? Even if it's only in the end of the movie that he will give a kiss, but it goes all about love. People are looking for love. Everywhere where we look around, we want to find somebody that loves us. So how do you find the right person in your life? And I will go really fast, because we only have 1 hour and I need to give a lot of stuff. So pay attention. Let's go to the next image. The thing is, the first principle that I have for to find the right one person in your life is this. Know yourself better. You need to first know who you are. Many people want to get into a relationship, but they're not ready in a way to go into a relationship because they don't know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, it's impossible to go into a relationship. The first thing you need to find is really to know who you are. And the only way to know who you are, to know yourself, is by knowing God. Only by knowing God, you will discover who you are. So let's go to the next. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. That is what most of all the Greek philosophy teach us. So the Greek philosophy, and that's the philosophy of the Western world, already says, if you want to get smart, you need to know who you are. Let's go to the next image. Who am I? How many of you do you know yourself? That you really say, I know who I am myself. Or you're still thinking, I am on a point of life that I don't know who I am and what I want to do and where I'm going. Most of us, and especially young people, even don't know what next profession you will do, what study you will study, or where you do live and how you do want to live. So first we need to discover who we are. Next image. I've got good news for you. God knows who you are. God knows us. The Bible says that God knows even how many hair we have upon our head. God knows everything about us. Ain't that great? Oh, is that very scary? God knows everything. Let's go to the next. So, we must learn to know God. We must see God and know who He is. You may go to the next. I want to go fast. The first thing, how to know God, is very easy. You got this song, maybe, I don't know to sing it in English, I don't know to sing it in Dutch. Lees je Bijbel, bid elke dag. Bid elke dag, bid elke dag. Lees je Bijbel, bid elke dag. Als je goeie wil, als je goeie wil. I don't care, sing, alright? But that's a Dutch song. It's a children's song. And if you pay attention, it says, read your Bible and pray every day if you want to grow. You got it in English. Read your Bible, pray every day. I will stop singing. But it's you need to read your Bible, you need to pray every day if you want to grow. I'm so long time in Brazil that when I was speaking with Ken several times, I said, if I come to your church, I want to preach about basic stuff. I want to preach about what we call in Brazil, rice and beans, because that's basic food in Brazil. But I was saying to him, I want to preach about rice and beans, basic stuff. And then the quarter followed in my mind. I said, of course, man, they don't eat rice and beans there. They eat their potatoes and vegetables. That's Dutch. What does American people eat?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. But you need to go to the basic. So, I say rice and beans. But Brioche Brazilian is rice and beans. Go to the basic. The basic is the foundation for everything in life. In your Christian life, to know God better, you need to pray and you need to read your Bible. That's the best way to learn who is God. And some things you say, yeah, but that's hard. Look at sports people. Sports people, if they want to win the gold medal, they need to train every day. And they need to do basic exercises. The music team here knows, you want to be a good musician, you need to exercise and play the same songs over and over again. Maybe you think that's boring. But that's not boring. It will teach you how to become an excellent musician or a good sportman to train. You want to be a good Christian. You want to know God. There's no other way. There's no shortcut. There's no trick. You need to read your Bible. You need to pray. Especially if you want to find someone for your life who will be your life partner. Pray a little bit harder and read your Bible a little bit harder. It will help. The whole chapter 4 from verse 1 to verse 16 tells about it. And it goes about one thing. If we are going to love God and seek God more, we will find each other. And I will just take one verse from it. But it's from verse 1 to verse 16. Many people put a focus on the five ministries. But the focus is not a five ministry. The focus is about the church loving each other. And let's go, let's say, to the verse 15. Instead, by speaking the truth in the spirit of love, we must grow up in every way to Christ, who is the head. Under his control, all the different parts of the body fits together, and the whole body is held together by every joint with which it's provided. So when each separate part works as it should, the whole body grows and builds itself up through love. So he says, you want to have unity in the body of Christ. Love God more. Seek God. Find God. Learn who is God. And the more you have the relationship with God, when I'm going to God, towards God, in the same moment, the other brothers and sisters are all going to do the same thing. We want to love God. When we are together, it's so easy to love each other. But if I'm going to look, I want to find someone I want to love, but I'm not going to the direction of God, I'm going to the other direction, I will find no one. I will come in empty space. So the principle what Paul learns, that if we want to have relationships, grow to love God. The more you're going to learn and love about God, it will be easier that you will find other people there with the same attitude. It will be very easy to love each other. And there you will find the right person who fits with you. Amen? Let's go to the next. So, to grow towards God and to love God, you need to make time for God. And that's really hard. Making time for God is the biggest problem that young people have that are single. I found that out. Single people who study, you are really great in wondering what I'm going to do. Yeah, you're good in wondering to think, what I'm going to do next, what can I do, what must I do? People, you need to take active attitude. You need to take an active attitude to say, one thing that I know what I will do, I will find God. And that you need to do, that you say, it may be in the morning, it may be late at night, it may be every moment that you choose, that you will put time apart to finally see God. If you do that, I can promise you, you will grow toward God. And when you grow toward God, it will be so much easier to enter into a real relationship. So, I love to say this. It's... you kill two flies with one, how you say, one clap, eh? Killing two bucks in the same time. So we're not killing bucks here, but you with one thing, you with one strike, you find God, and you will find your perfect man. All right? You must believe me in this, right? It's not a magical trick, but it's the truth. You're going to learn to love God, and the more you're going to learn to love God, you're going to be changing the image of God. You will find someone else who's seeking God too. And then you will see that you will fit with each other. Next. Second principle. Believe and trust God what he says about you. And this is not very important because your security, who you are, is not that the other person is going to confirm you. A lot of people say, I'm secure about myself. Look at any teenager in a high school. Teenager in a high school thinks like this. People don't think I'm great. People don't think I'm smart. I'm not popular. What's the fastest way to become popular? Look, there's the most popular girl in the school. If I get her, I'm popular too. That doesn't work, people. That's a big lie. But that's how our mindset thinks. How our mindset thinks is, I want to be confirmed what other people say about me. You must be confirmed. Your foundation, who you are, is not the opinion of other people. Who you are is what God says who you are. And I'll really fast will say to you what God thinks about you. First, number one, you have high value. You're more expensive than any expensive car that exists, more expensive than any expensive house that exists. You know how much value you have? You have the value of the blood of Jesus. You have the value of the blood of God. God gave his life for you. That's your value. Doesn't matter what the world will say to you. The world will say to you, if you don't have the newest touchscreen cell phone, you are a dumb fellow. That's a lie. If you don't have the newest haircut, you're not fancy enough. That's a lie. If you don't have this Mark clothes, I don't know, Martin Klein, those Mark, Hugo Boss, you're not cool enough. Those are all lies, people. And even if you buy the newest, you buy the newest clothes, you buy the newest car, you got the newest hair fashion, the world changes every 3 months. And if you got the old, they will say to you, you got it on discount, my fellow, you're a discount guy. Yeah, that's what the world does. The world changes all the time. And if your values is built upon that, who you are, you're going to be very sad for the rest of your life. Because you're like a donkey going after the carrot, trying to get the carrot, you never get the carrot. Your value, who you are, is that God says, just as you are, you were created in my image, and I love you, and I died upon the cross for you, just as you are. And God did that for people of all the cultures, so he said that to the Egyptians, he said that to the Jews, he said that to the Chinese, he said to the Eskimo. They don't have all those expensive clothes, they don't have a big car, and God says, I love you, you're valued to me, I died upon the cross for you, that's who you are. That's the first thing. All right? The second, who are you in the eyes of God? Is that God will say to you, I think you are really interesting. You've got a very rich personality. God wants to listen to us and talk with us. You see, when I go on holiday, and all the people when they go on holiday, this time not on holiday, I'm working all the time. But when you go on holiday, you go to a place that you say, that's the coolest place on planet Earth. I will spend my money, I come there, I will go to a great hotel, I will eat great food, and I will stay there. But I will tell you something. And I know rich people that can travel everywhere in the world to do so many holidays that they want to. But all of them do the same thing what I do. After 3 weeks at maximum, you say, the food here is nice, but food at home is better. The hotel is here nice, but my bed at home is better. The people are here nice, but the people at home are better. I'm going back. That's what all the people do in the world. In the end, you want to go back to where you are. Now, one thing about God. The Bible tells to us, where does God want to live? In your heart. God comes to live in our heart. He comes from his throne from heaven and he comes to live with us. He can talk with the angels. He can be there with God hanging around in heaven, but he chooses to be with you. And when he comes, he stays there for 3 weeks. How much time God stays? He stays for 6 months. He doesn't get fixed and say, I got to have it enough. I'm going home. No, he stays 1 year, he stays a decade, he's still there the day that you're going to die. And the day when you're going to die, he says, I think you're so much fun to talk with you every moment, every single moment that I'm going to bring you to heaven to live with me right beside next to me. So interesting are you to God. And God wants to listen and talk with you and he never gets fed up with you. He always says, tell me more, speak to me. I think you've got great ideas. That's who you are with God. The people in the world will say, no, you are too much on the telephone. I'm talking too much with you. I must talk with somebody else. God never. Never. You sung this song. God's love never gives us up. He wants to talk with us. The third thing, you're not only high value, you don't have a rich personality. The third thing, God says that you are able to do the most difficult profession on planet Earth. You have talents. Talents to do the most difficult profession on planet Earth. People, if you want to do a profession in a modern world, you need to get a degree.
Without the degree, you will never get this profession. And if you even get all the degrees, you say, now I want to do the greatest profession. I want to be the president of my country. Man, that's really hard. One of the whole nation will be it. If we only choose what we think is the best of the best. And even if we think he's good enough, we even complain that he's not good enough. We think, can we do the most difficult profession? God is calling you to do the most difficult profession. It's more difficult to be a scientist of the NASA, more difficult to be the president of your nation. It's a bigger, let's say, responsibility. And God says you are capable to do that profession. What profession is that? Be the pastor of the church. And to be the pastor of the Damascus Road Church, you must be the best. That's true. Be a pastor of the Brazilian Assemblies of God. You need to be good. But you are called for a higher profession than that. Which profession God calls you, that's the highest calling you can imagine on earth. With the most difficult workload and the most difficult responsibility. And God says that you are able to do it. You know what? To represent Christ on earth. You need to represent the perfect human being that never had sinned, never done something wrong, who is God. And God said, I want you to represent me. I want you to represent God on planet earth. You are my children. You represent me. You represent the kingdom of God. You are my ambassadors. You are my followers. You represent me. And you say, I'm a failure. I'm a sinner. I'm not able to do it. And God says, doesn't matter. In my eyes, you are able and capable to do it. God thinks that you are great. God thinks that you have all the talents and all the capacity to do the most difficult profession. Amen? So, you need to be confirmed, not what the world will confirm you, who's your identity. Your wife, your partner, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend will not confirm you who you are. The one who confirms you is God. Let's go. A lot of people, because we are afraid, and I will not go into in depth, but a lot of people, because they're afraid who they are, they put a mask before them. They play a mask. They're not themselves. You see that in the world. Everywhere in the world where you go, when a person wants to find a partner, what does a person do? He goes to a discotheque, to a bar, something like that. Everywhere in the world you will find those places where young people go. And what all they do, all they think, if I go there, people will think that I'm not cool enough. So in Brazil, what people do, they buy a car key. They don't have a car, but they buy a car key and they put a car key very big. You see, I have a car key. I own a car. But that's a lie. That's a mask. They buy clothes that they cannot buy. In Brazil, you can buy clothes buying 10 times. So I go to the store, can buy the most richest clothes, but I will be paying my salary for the 10 months to the store. But I can go to the party with a big car key and say, look, I'm rich. And you think, I will get a date. You get a date. But then if people will find out that's not true, you're alone. Ah. People with masks, you never will find someone. All right? Stop wearing masks. Everywhere in the world, every culture, people use masks. Stop using masks. Start to believe who you are in God. Yeah? Don't wear masks. Let's go further. The third principle. Daily only with the intention of marriage and never of carnal desires. That's very logical. But I really will say this to you. You can better, you must never go into a relationship only to be interesting. What is the taste of this ice cream? Eh? When I was a teenager, a lot of people said, I think I need to date one time a girl from Africa, see what's that kind of taste. I need to taste this Chinese girl and Dutch girl. People, that's how the world thinks. Eh? Yeah, but that's what the world thinks. You don't date because to know what's the taste. You need to date with one and only intention. I want to get married. If you're not ready to get married, don't date. All right? If you don't know who you are, don't date. Because the one who must confirm you who you are is not your date. It's Christ who must confirm you who you are. So if you don't know who you are, if you're not ready to get married, don't date. But the world will say, you need to date because it's so nice. Believe God. You're not ready for it. It's not the moment. It only will break you. It only will hurt you. Later on, I will talk more about sexuality. And then it will be more clear why dating without expecting to get married is bad for you. But now we go further. So you need to date for it to get married. Very romantic. Let's go to the next. Fourth principle. And it's very important, this one. No unequal yoke. A yoke is something that you use on a farm to put two cows to plow the ground. But if you got two cows that are not the same height or two different animals, the yoke goes like this. And when you put the machine behind it, instead of plowing right lines, because you must make all the ground in right lines, straight lines, you will get curves. And a whole field will become a mess. And a whole ground you cannot make a harvest. And everything will grow up wrong. And you will have no harvest. And the farmer will everything go wrong. So the farmer always say, you need to have two animals of the same height, of the same strength, to plow the ground. Same thing with marriage. If you're a strong Christian, and you're a strong believer, and you're married with someone who's not a believer, people, it will be a mess. You need to find a date, find a partner who's seeking God. And you must trust, like I showed, if you're seeking God, you're coming here with God, you will find that somebody else is seeking God too. You will find the right person at the cross of Jesus. You never will find the right person for your life who is not at the cross of Jesus. It will be a curse for your life. Those already got marriage, because now I'm finding the right one. Those already got marriage and you are a Christian, you're part of another Christian, that doesn't mean now I need to break up. That's wrong. All right? God will do a miracle there, and we will talk about that later. But for those who are single, the will of God is very clear. Find someone who's a Christian like you. Because or else, you have different mindsets about education to kids, different lifestyle where you're going, and you will get a lot of troubles. Let's go further. You got here those two Bible verses. Let's read those two Bible verses. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do the righteous and the wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? The other verse is in Genesis. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife from my son, from the daughters of the Canaanites among you I'm living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. God is telling here to his servant to find a partner for his son Isaac. And he says very clearly, the person who must be a partner must be of the same roots as we are. Must be of the same family, or else will be in this equal joke. So it's very important, people. We live in a modern age that we think, yeah, everything is possible. But God is warning to us that if you got people with two different mindsets, it will get a lot of fights. And God does want us to have fight. So the right choice is a Christian marries a Christian. Amen? Let's go further. Because in this image, I want to show you are seeking God. You're going to the altar. You want to be with God. And the other person is going the other direction. So it's very obvious that there will be problems. There will be difficulties. You don't need to be ingenious to understand this. Amen? Let's go on. The fifth principle, and that's very important too, is to know your calling in life and find someone that matches your calling. Let's go to the next slide. We have a direction in our lives. You want to go to a direction. I want to go this direction, this way. Another person want to go that way. But every one of us has a direction in his life, a calling where you're going to, towards. Next image. If you have a compass, you can go to the north, you can go to the south, you can go to the east, to the west. You have a direction. And the same thing is God is giving direction to your life. God is giving a calling to your life. Maybe God is giving you the calling that you want to have a big family. Or you want to have a calling that you're going to become, to work with poor people to help them. Maybe you have a calling that say, I want to become a businessman and reach out to the business people. Or you say, I've become a missionary and help Richard there in Brazil to train missionaries. I would love that calling. I hope that all of you will receive that calling. I need people to work together with me. But God will give you a calling. All right? So in direction in life, where you're going. Let's show the next image. And if your calling is going to the northeast, and you say, my calling is to go to Asia and there to reach out to the Muslims people in Indonesia and call out to go to there, and you will find a partner who said, I don't want to go nowhere else. I want to live in my hometown, my home village here in the Netherlands. And my calling is to have to be an elder here in the church. And the other said, no, I want to reach out to the Indonesians. They are the Muslim people in Indonesia. We have a problem. Amen. One of them too must sacrifice their calling. One of them too must say, all right, I will stop with my calling. Maybe God wants the other to stay as an elder in a church in the Netherlands, because Netherlands is a mission field too. If we need people here. And that that person must give up his calling and go to Indonesia. Maybe the other person gives up and say, no, I'm not going to Indonesia, I'm going to stay in the Netherlands. But some of them is going to sacrifice his calling. And the thing is, God knows you better than yourself. God made a calling that will make you happy. And God, and this is the big mystery, you need to believe in God. God has the right person for your calling. Maybe he doesn't have met the person yet, but he's out there. Somewhere out there, he's there. You need to believe it. And if you don't believe it, you will go to sacrifice your calling. And if you sacrifice your calling, God will accept it. God will not send thunder out of heaven, and God will also not curse your marriage. He will bless your marriage. He will bless your calling. But you will have to, let's say, to a lower calling that God had prepared for you. And I will show you that in the Bible. Let's go to the other thing. In the same words, and that's a great chapter, people, Genesis 24, for all those people who are single and they want to find the right person for your life, read Genesis 24 as much as you can. There are a lot of principles. Yeah, there's a whole old field of blessing and treasure below the ground, below Genesis 24, about single people who want to find the right person for their life. And in this verse, God is saying in the next, and Abraham is saying to his servant, but the servant's now saying to Abraham, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? So I don't take your son back to the country you came from. Make sure that you do not take my son back there, Abraham said. The Lord, the God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household and my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land. He will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for me from there, for my son from there. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will be released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back there. God made a promise to Abraham that says, I will make you a great offspring, and I will give this promised land to you. And this promise, Abraham said, went to my son Isaac. Isaac is called to live in this land of promise. God has a plan, what I talked before in the morning, a plan to reach out to my family, reach out all the world, and all the world be blessed. This was the calling of God to Abraham. And God says, and Abraham says very clearly to his servant, that's also the promise to my son. If my son's going away from the land of milk and honey, I'm breaking the calling that God has given to us and the promise. What's more important? The calling of God for your life, of your partner. If you already are married, God said, you make your choice. Then the first place become your marriage. But if you're not married, your calling is more important than your date. Do you understand? Then if you see someone that thinks, I think this person is nice, but this person definitely will not fit my calling, wait. God has someone for you prepared. You can better wait. Maybe you're waiting a long time. Maybe you're not waiting a long time. I got married when I was 21. I was really fast. Bing! But my wife, she was 29 when we got married. She's 80 years older than me. She waited a long time. All right? She waited a long time. So you need to wait. But if you see the right one, don't wait too long. Let's go to the next. Sixth principle, pray and ask God. I will say that over and over again to everyone. If you want to have something of God, doesn't matter. This is an universal principle. Whatever you want from God, pray. Pray, pray, pray a little bit more, pray a little bit harder. In Brazil, we go definitely on our knees. See, now I'm from the Assemblies of God Church in Brazil, and the Assemblies of God Church. I will show you what we do before the church service started or after the church service. Doesn't matter. We always come and we always pray like this. Every church service. Before, after, all the time, we are praying. And we always say, go on your knees. Go on your knees. You want something of God, go to your knees. And I found out there's so much truth on going to your knees and praying.